Hey, good morning, everybody, and a good day of Shabbos. So, the seventh and eighth Mishnayos of the third parak of Makos continue with Elohim Alokin, pertain first and foremost to Nazirus. So, we know that the institution of Nazirus is a subcategory of Neder. Those are learning Daf Yomi. Isha Ishaki Afli Lindor Neder Nazir. It's a very particular kind of Neder, which has three components to it. There's the component of Kol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin. There's the component of Bal Tatami Lamesim. Then there's the component of Visar Lo Yavor Al Rosho. So the Mishnah says Nazir Shei Shosei Bayayin Kol Hayom Eno Chayev Al Achas. Right? There's no break. Amar Lo Al Tishta. But if there are separate Hasros, Vehu Shosa Chayev Al Kol Achas VeAchas. So the Mishnah Kipshuta is saying is that it depends on the Maisa Shasiya. If he's literally drinking the entire day, Shosa Bayayin Kol Hayom. So then it's one integrated Maisa Avera. Al Tishta Vehu Shosa. So then that breaks up the various maisim leminehem. However, the Rambam comments in the Perishim Mishnah, so it gets picked up by the Bartanura as well, that this isn't necessarily the case, because if the Hasra'a was on, let's say, a Kli that had 17 disparate Shi'urim, and the Hasra'a was on all 17, don't drink this, because it'll be Chayav 17 Shi'urim, of violation of your Nazirah, so you're chayav al kol achas v'achas for that. And that's called the one integrated Maisa Shasiya. So that's a very fascinating perspective. Let me read that inside, then make a suggestion. Let's say it's 10, right? Shatilake kach v'kach malkios, chayav al kol shir v'shir. Aval pishlo hisrba al hasra achas, right? So presumably, you can't actually say that these are different maisim, right? It's one maisa shasiya, so then what's the nature of the different chiyuve malkos? How exactly can those be multiplied? So perhaps what we could suggest is that the hasra redefines not so much the maisa shasiya, which has to be integrated in this case, but the hasra redefines the chiyuve malkos. Basically, the chiyuve malkos is inextricably linked to the Hasra. So when the Hasra is such that we can say, look, there's 17 different Chiyuve Malkos contained within this Kli, and the person goes ahead with it anyway, Amanas Kein Aniosa, so then the Hasra is able to redefine this from being a singular Chiyuve Malkos to a multiple of that, even though the Maisa Avera, the Maisa Shasiya, is fully integrated in practice. Mishnah Ches, Haimitame the Mason Kol Hayom, Eno Chayev Al-Achas, Amrlo Al-Tatame, Al-Tatame, Vemitame Kol Chayev Al-Achas, Ve'achas, Haimigaleach Kol Hayom, Eno Chayev Al-Achas, Amrlo Al-Tigaleach, Al-Tigaleach, Vemigaleach, Chayev Al-Achas, Ve'achas. Again, the Hasra is the critical part in all three of these instances, right? Mitame the Mason Kol Hayom, Migaleach Kol Hayom, and then previously Hayashosa Kol Hayom. So again, it doesn't need to be that a person then restarted the giluach, a person who then, restarted being mitame, but the nature of the hasra is such that if a person simply waited that amount of time, so they would be chayav on multiple occasions. So what about the next case? Hayilavush bechalayim kol hayom eno chayav la'achas. Amr lo al tilbash v'hu poshed v'lovesh. Again, the simple language, the Mishnah is that he takes it off and then he puts it back on. Chayav al kol achas v'achas. However, the Rambam comments, and it's picked up by the partner again, El Shashah ben Hasra la Hasra, kedei livshod v'lilbosh, hevi kiposhed v'chozer v'lovesh v'chayav al kol hasra v'hasra. So again, there's no distinctive maisa in this case. The maisa is one and integrated, but the point is that the hasra breaks down, not the maisa, but the chiyuv, I would say, the violation, the chiyuv malkos, into disparate chiyuvim. So a person could theoretically be chayuv 100 times for wearing the same beged kilayim. That itself is sufficient if there was hasraos, multiple hasraos, which can redefine the chiyuv malkos in this case.